This is IGN.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
A pulse-pounding tennis drama led by three great performances. This is your IGN review of Challengers by Sedat Adlaka. If there's one thing Luca Guadagnino excels at, it's making movies that feel like summer. From A Bigger Splash to Call Me By Your Name, the Italian director knows how to translate hot days and warm nights into not just immediate sensations, but emotional recollections tethered to time and place. His latest, the sensual tennis-themed Challengers, is no exception. The love triangle drama takes a moment to fully click, but once it does, it's energetic and exciting. Led by a trio of remarkable performances, it plays like a daydream of movement, ambition, and grudges rooted so deeply beneath the character's skin that weeding them out might cause nerve damage. Written with remarkable verve by Justin Karitskis, the film opens in 2019 and follows the travails of struggling tennis star Art Donaldson, played by Mike Feist, whose wife, the former phenom Tashi Duncan, played by Zendaya, is now his ruthless coach and business manager. After a string of losses, Art needs to regain his confidence, so Tashi enters him into a local competition in the hopes of an easy win. In a twist of fate, it just so happens that one of his opponents is Patrick Zweig, played by Josh O'Connor, a brash but charming player living out of his car, and someone both Art and Tashi have a winding history with. The intersections of their lives across 13 years form Challengers' foundation, a story it unfurls bit by bit. At first, the way it hops and skips through time is disorienting, but Karitskis and Guadagnino lay out just enough breadcrumbs to guide us through this forest of flashbacks. A more linear screenplay might have laid its cards on the table too soon. Here, remixing the timeline is key to keeping the viewer on their toes. As the film charges through its 131-minute runtime, what we learn about each character deepens not only the story, but Feist, Zendaya, and O'Connor's performances, too. From the broad baselines of their behavior and body language to minor gestures in their personal interactions. The back and forth is, of course, a natural fit for a movie about tennis, and Guadagnino found clever ways to translate this into the visuals of Challengers. But let it not go unsaid. Challengers is the hottest, sweatiest film any American studio is likely to release this year, with charged, muscular lunges on the court arriving where Guadagnino would otherwise employ dance. Tennis becomes both a metaphor and vessel for interpersonal conflict, with frequent shots of scars and injuries as reminders of the toll it takes. In the eyes of Challengers, the sport is as an obsession that reveals the characters' respective worldviews and how they relate to one another on their upward and downward trajectories. This is where Challengers verges on formally inventive. The camera not only captures each player's styles and nuances as they compete, but eventually embodies, through striking, dizzying POV shots, all elements of the game at different times. The court, the rackets, even the ball. All the while, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross compose a marvelously breezy score buoyed by European techno influences, resulting in earworms which at first serve to enhance the mid-match intensity, but soon carry over to dramatic scenes as well. The music helps Challengers feel electric and alive, as though the world were at stake, en route to an intrepid climax that translates complete emotional sincerity through the medium of sport. It's as painful as it is exuberant, resulting in one of the best and most exciting films this year. A film that volleys back and forth in time, Luca Guadagnino's Challengers builds the relationships between its leading tennis trio in exciting and exacting ways. Enhanced by layered physical performances from Mike Feist, Zendaya, and Josh O'Connor, the result is one of the sexiest and most electric dramas of 2024. Challenger's IGN score? 9 out of 10. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Challengers, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.